Dew by Kwame Dawes. This morning I took the dew from the broad leaf of the breadfruit tree and watched the sleep from my eyes. I saw a blue sky. The cock crowed again and again. On such mornings, each deep breath, clean as new light, is a blessed gift. Dreamer by Jean Vinterbreeze, read by Kwame Dawes. Round a rocky corner by the sea, sit up on a driftwood, you can find she gazing across the water, a stick in her hand, trying to trace a future in the sun.
De Miracoli by Lem Sisse. The spirit of structure can't be foreseen, for somewhere between the architecture and the dream, more than the sum of its parts, somehow, somewhere, the heart.
This is a poem I really love, and it's called A Portable Paradise by Roger Robinson. And if I speak of paradise, then I'm speaking of my grandmother, who told me to carry it always on my person, concealed so no one else would know but me. That way they can't steal it, she'd say. And if life puts you under pressure, trace its ridges in your pocket, smell its piney scent on your handkerchief, hum its anthem under your breath. And if your stresses are sustained and daily, get yourself to an empty room, be it hotel, hostel or hovel. Find a lamp and empty your paradise onto a desk, your white sands, green hills and fresh fish. Shine the lamp on it like the fresh hope of morning, and keep staring at it till you sleep.
Benediction. Thanks to the ear that someone may hear. Thanks to seeing that someone may see. Thanks to feeling that someone may feel. Thanks to touch that one may be touched. Thanks to flowering of white moon and spreading shawl of black night, holding villages and cities together.
I am becoming my mother. Yellow-brown woman, fingers smelling always of onions. My mother raises rare blooms and waters them with tea. Her birth waters sang like rivers. My mother is now me. My mother had a linen dress the color of the sky and stored lace and damask tablecloths to pull shame out of her eye. I am becoming my mother. Brown yellow woman, fingers smelling always of onions. Sunna shine, rain a fall. Sunna shine and rain a fall. The devil and him wife can't agree at all. The two of them want one fish head. The devil call him wife bonehead. She hiss her teeth, call him cockeye, greedy, worthless, and work shy. While them busy calling name, the puss walking says it's a shame to see a nice fish go to waste, left with a big grin upon him face.
From Colonization in Reverse by Louise Bennett. What a joyful news, Miss Matty. I feel like my heart going burst. Jamaica people colonizing England in reverse. By the hundred, by the thousand, from country and from town. By the shipload, by the plane load, Jamaica is England bound. Them a pour out of Jamaica. Everybody future plan is to get a big time job and settle in the motherland. What a island, What a people! Man and woman, old and young, just a pack them bag and baggage and turn history upside down. The London Breed by Benjamin Zephaniah. I love this great polluted place where pop stars come to live their dreams. Here ravers come for drum and bass and politicians plan their schemes. The music of the world is here. This city can play any song. They come to hear from everywhere. 'Tis they that make this city strong. A world of food displayed on streets where all the world can come and dine on meals that end with bittersweets and cultures melt and intertwine. 200 languages give voice to 15,000 changing years, and all religions can rejoice with exiled souls and pioneers. Rising by Jean Binter Breeze. Having some summers gone, dug out that old tree stump that darkened my garden. Having waited without planting, for it was impossible then to choose the growth. Having lost the dream, but not the art of healing. Having released the roots of pain into content, I now stir the skies.
We Refugees by Benjamin Zephaniah. We can all be refugees. Sometimes it only takes a day. Sometimes it only takes a handshake or a paper that is signed. We all came from refugees. Nobody simply just appeared. Nobody's here without a struggle. And why should we live in fear of the weather or the troubles? We all came here from somewhere.
A Song for England by Andrew Salkey. And I saw the rain a fall, and I saw the snow a rain, and I saw the fog a fall, and I saw the sun a fail, and I saw the seasons mix, and I saw the bag of tricks, but I saw me understand the misery of the Englishman.
This is a poem I really love, and it's called A Portable Paradise by Roger Robinson. And if I speak of paradise, then I'm speaking of my grandmother, who told me to carry it always on my person, concealed so no one else would know but me. That way they can't steal it, she'd say. And if life puts you under pressure, trace its ridges in your pocket, smell its piney scent on your handkerchief, hum its anthem under your breath. And if your stresses are sustained and daily, get yourself to an empty room, be it hotel, hostel or hovel. Find a lamp and empty your paradise onto a desk, your white sands, green hills and fresh fish. Shine the lamp on it like the fresh hope of morning, and keep staring at it till you sleep.
Map of the New World, Archipelagos by Derek Walcott. At the end of this sentence, rain will begin. At the rain's edge, a sail. Slowly, the sail will lose sight of islands. Into a mist will go the belief in harbours of an entire race. The 10 years' war is finished. Helen's hair, a grey cloud. Troy, a white ash pit by the drizzling sea. The drizzle tightens like the strings of a harp. A man with clouded eyes picks up the rein and plucks the first line of the Odyssey.
History and Away by Andrew Salkey. What we do with time, and what time does with us, is the way of history spun down around our feet. So we say, today that we meet our Caribbean shadow just as it follows the sun away into the curve of tomorrow. In fact, our sickle of islands and continental strips are mainlands of time with our own marks on them, yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
This is Marjorie Lotfy reading Love After Love by Derek Walcott. Love after love. The time will come when, with elation, you will greet yourself arriving at your own door, in your own mirror, and each will smile at the other's welcome and say, "Sit here, eat." You will love again the stranger who was yourself. Give wine, give bread, give back your heart to itself, to the stranger who has loved you all your life, whom you ignored for another year, who knows you by heart. Take down the love letters from the bookshelf, the photographs, the desperate notes. Peel your own image from the mirror. Sit, feast on your life.